Dreamscape presents Super Dreadnought 3 by C.H. Gideon, Craig Martell, Tim Markwitz, and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Phil Thron. Chapter 1. The S.D. Reynolds exited the gate near the aquatic planet of Crocus 4, right into the middle of a battle. Oops, Ensign Tanarika Rhea Alcott muttered under her breath. Alarms wailed, and the bridge was bathed in an unsettling wash of red lights. Bursts of cannon fire rattled the hull from both sides as the ship oriented itself. I'm starting to think you guys like seeing me get shot to fuck all, Reynolds complained as what had happened began to register. Deploy gravitic shields and report. I'd say oops fucking well covers it, Tactical stated. A little more detail would be nice, Reynolds grumbled. Gia Lemaire, first officer, came over to stand alongside Reynolds's android form. She gripped the side of his seat to steady herself since the ship rocked with each blast. We're looking at two distinct entities, she told him. There's a planetary force in a defensive posture, the larger destroyers there to our port, and the smaller attack array to our starboard, the red and black colored ships. Who's shooting holes in my ass? Reynolds asked. Currently, both of them, Gia replied, looking abashed. The ship rumbled as blows crashed into the raised shields. Reynolds waved the alarms to silence, and the flashing red lights returned to normal. Both? What the fuck? Well, we did kind of pop into the middle of their war, Gia explained. Can't really blame them. Oh, I can blame them plenty, Reynolds remarked. Get us up and out of the crossfire. Already on it, sir, Ensign Alcott told him. The blows to the ship began to subside seconds after she spoke. The view screen stopped flickering. We're clear, Rhea announced. But it looks like both sides are adjusting to our maneuvers and are sighting on us again. Several of the smaller craft are swinging around to flank us. Can't get a good read on them, but they look like a cross between a large fighter and a small bomber. They're quite agile. Any clue who these people are? Reynolds asked. From the transmissions we're receiving between the combatants, the red and black ships, the fighter bombers, appear to be invaders, Maddox said. The destroyer fleet is the Crocus IV Navy.
Looks like the fleet is holding its own, but it...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?